This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for October 1st, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. The FIA has released several videos from its recently completed IDX 2021 conference in London. The first is the opening comments from FIA CEO and President Walt Lukin. Also released were the keynote fireside chat with Chuka Yumuna and the panel, The Landscape in the UK and EU. The videos of the panels, UK regulated exchanges and exchanges, and the rollout of new sustainability products were also released. JLN today published a video interview with ICE Futures Europe CEO Stuart Williams, which is kind of a TED Talk-like interview of his recap of the UK Exchange Leader Panel discussion listed above from IDX. The Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago was the sponsor of the College Diversity Network Career Fair. There are jobs and internships they are looking to fill, including research assistant program, internship program, and assistant examiners. Amit Sharma has joined Broadridge Financial Solutions as Chief Technology Officer. He was previously the CIO at Western Union. Crosstower is a returning bronze sponsor of Wall Street Rides Far, of the Wall Street Rides Far event. Wells Fargo has joined the event as a silver level sponsor. FIA Operations America Division is hosting a webinar on October 20th at 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time titled Crypto for the FCM Customer Account. A panel will discuss guidance published by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, Markets Participants Division, formerly the Division of Swap Dealer and Intermediary Oversight, regarding the deposit of virtual cryptocurrencies by customers and holding of these currencies by future commission merchants, FCMs, to margin customer transaction in cryptocurrency futures. Moderating the panel is ErisX Head of Marketing, Jessica Darmani, and panelists include Tom Anderson, Senior Vice President, ADM Investor Services International Limited, Laurienne Christe, General Counsel, ErisX, Gary DeWall, Special Counsel and Chair, Kat Muchin-Rosenman, and Ian Polikoff, Principal, RPM Financial Markets Group, LLC. For more details and to register, you can find a link in today's newsletter. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Here's the video I referenced earlier. ICE Futures Europe Stuart Williams recaps IDX UK Exchange Leader Panel discussion. Stuart Williams was on the Exchange Leaders Panel for UK regulated exchanges at the FIA's IDX 2021 this week, along with the London Metal Exchange CEO Matthew Chamberlain and London Stock Exchange Group CEO Murray Roos. John Lothian News caught up with Williams over Zoom after the panel for details on what he and his fellow exchange leaders discussed. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Redditors are right about the unfairness of the market. It's been a bad week for capitalism, with corporate insiders, judges, and policymakers all playing fast and loose with the rules about personal investments. A rallying cry of the day traders that hang out in Reddit Inc. stock market forums is that only by joining forces can they prosper in an environment inherently hostile to small investors. Recent events suggest their suspicion that the decks are stacked against them is justified, which is a terrible look for capitalism. My comment, there is always work to do to keep the markets fair. It is a never-ending battle. Here's a story from the New York Post. Robinhood Redditor army makes hashtag Citadel scandal trend and lawyers are watching. It's not just the Redditor crowd that's watching the alleged #Citadel scandal, an organizer of a class action lawsuit against the market maker accused of having a too cozy relationship with trading app Robinhood, told the Post that lawyers are keeping an eye on social media too. They're looking for any clues that might bolster their case that Robinhood clients got a bum deal when the trading app routed their orders through Citadel Securities, the Ken Griffin-run firm that cleared Robinhood's trades in exchange for a fee. My comment, Citadel is finding itself in the Reddit barrel today. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Citadel Securities says it learned of trading curbs on Twitter. Citadel Securities said it first learned of Robinhood Market Inc.'s trading restrictions on certain stocks during January's meme stock frenzy from Twitter, rebutting accusations that the two firms colluded. My comment, they probably read it from one of my tweets. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Lou Malnati sold to investment firm Meritage. The Northbrook-based company had an enterprise value of more than $500 million in the sale, according to one source. Lou Malnati's pizzeria, the Chicago-style deep-dish pizza chain, has been sold to the private investment firm of Meritage Group, according to people with knowledge of the matter. Meritage is buying the company from the chain's owners, which include BDT Capital Partners, the people said, asking not to be identified, discussing private information. The company had an enterprise value of more than $500 million in the sale, one of the people said. My comment, the best deep dish pizza in Chicago will have a new owner, but the founding family will still have an interest, which is good news. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday by clicks was CFTC charges 14 entities for failing to register as FCMs or falsely claiming to be registered from the CFTC. Second was MarketWatch's Reddit rejoices as hedge fund billionaire Ken Griffin fires back at those making #KenGriffinLied a trending topic on social media. Third was global supply chains at risk of collapse, warned business leaders from the Financial Times. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.